वृंदावन बिहारी
लाल की जय।
श्रीमत् सतगुरु सरकार की जय। आप सभी जो यहाँ पर बैठे हैं एक दूसरे को जानते हैं, मित्र हैं, किंतु आज एक विशेष शोकमय कारण के से हम लोग सब यहाँ पर इकट्ठे हुए हैं। जैसा कि अभी आपको पता ही है कि अकस्मात इस संसार से चली गई। ज्यादातर लोग समझते हैं कि जब कोई बीमार होता है अथवा बूढ़ा हो जाता है, शरीर कमजोर हो जाता है, कोई एक्सीडेंट हो जाता है, कोई सांप आपने काट लिया, मर्डर हो गया, तब मृत्यु होती है। किंतु इसी घटना से हमको ये साफ पता चलता है कि मृत्यु का समय कितना निश्चित है और वो काल किसी चीज का इंतजार नहीं करता। समय आ जाए कि वो कोई बीमार है कि नहीं है, स्वस्थ है कि नहीं है, वो युवा है कि वृद्धा है, इससे मतलब नहीं है। मृत्यु ही एक ऐसी चीज है जिस पर किसी का कोई कंट्रोल नहीं है और उनका इस तरह से जाना हम लोगों के लिए एक चेतावनी है कि देखो अन्यानि भूतानि गच्छन्ति यमालयम् शेषा स्थिरत्वमिच्छन्ति किमाश्चर्य मतः परम। यक्ष ने युधिष्ठिर से 60 प्रश्न किए तो सबसे महत्वपूर्ण उसका क्वेश्चन था कि सबसे बड़ा दुनिया में आश्चर्य क्या है, सबसे बड़ा ताज्जुब क्या है। तो इसका उत्तर दिया था युधिष्ठिर ने कि हम देख रहे हैं अपनी आंखों से कि दिन प्रतिदिन लोग जा रहे हैं संसार से, लेकिन जो बच गए हैं वो सोचते हैं कि हम तो रहेंगे, ठीक है मृत्यु होगी हमारी भी, लेकिन कौन हम अभी मरे जा रहे हैं। जबकि महाभारत में साफ साफ लिखा है बहिस्वरत निश्वास विश्वास कब प्रवर्तते, अरे जो सांस बाहर निकल गई उस पर क्या विश्वास करते हो कि वो लौट कर आएगी भी कि नहीं। एक संत ने लिखा है काल काल जाने करू गोविंद राधे, जाने काल कब लाल झंडे दिखा दे। Nobody knows when the last moment of our life is coming in. We don't know, we are unaware. हम लोग जानते हैं, देख रहे हैं, लोग जा रहे हैं, लोग हमें भी जाना है, हम लापरवाह हैं। अतः जो भगवान ने मृत्यु का विधान बनाया है उसका रीजन ही यही होगा कि हम लोग को कुछ चेतावनी मिले और हम कुछ अच्छे कर्म की ओर प्रवृत्त हों। क्योंकि जाने के बाद जो हमने संसार में जो कुछ भी बनाया है, बहुत कुछ सारे जीवन की मेहनत से, और हम उसमें से एक पाई भी नहीं लेके जा सकते, एक पैनी हमारे साथ नहीं जाएगी, वो सब यही धरा रह जाएगा। इतनी मेहनत कर करके इतना सामान जोड़ा, इतना बड़ा परिवार बनाया, इतना बड़ा बिजनेस किया, सब छूट जाएगा, हाँ अकेले जाना पड़ेगा, हाँ बिल्कुल अकेले जाना पड़ेगा, ये सोच के घबराहट होती है व्यक्ति को। लेकिन वो जिन्होंने तथ्य को जान लिया उन्हें कोई घबराहट नहीं होती। भगवान श्री कृष्ण गीता में जो गीता की शुरुआत है, पहला अक्षर गीता का है धर्म, धर्म क्षेत्र कुरुक्षेत्र समवेता ये उत्सव, और गीता का आखिरी जो शब्द है मम, यत्र योगेश्वरो कृष्णा यत्र पार्थो धनुर्धर तत्र श्री विजया भूति ध्रुवा नीतिर्मतिर मम मम धर्म मम मम माने मेरा माय धर्म। गॉड कृष्णा इज गिविंग ए मैसेज टू अस, थिंक अबाउट इट, व्हाट इज योर धर्म मम, व्हाट इज माय धर्म। धर्म मीन्स दैट एसेंशियल ड्यूटी विच यू हैव टू परफॉर्म, लाइक अ ब्राह्मण हैज टू डू यज्ञ, रीडिंग and teaching on the Vedas, etc. This is their essential dharma. What is your dharma? This is the dharma. Whatever is depicted in the Vedas, according to Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, that belongs to our body. It does not belong to us. We have to know mama. Mama. What is my dharma? Means what is the dharma of soul. The soul belongs to the Supreme Soul, God. That's why our dharma belongs to God alone. If we are doing everything in this material world, accumulating lots of properties, wealth, friends, name, fame, but we do not know who we belong to. We are not remembering God. Why is it necessary to remember God? Because our dharma is to attain happiness. Because we do whatever we want to. Most of the work we do in the entire day, they are contradictory to each other. Sometimes we want to cry, sometimes we want to laugh, sometimes we want to be alone, and sometimes we want to be in the crowd. Sometimes we, different times we are doing all the contradictory actions, but the aim behind all the actions is attainment of happiness. We eat for happiness, we do not eat for happiness. We laugh for happiness, we cry for happiness. You must be thinking in your mind, how can we say that somebody is crying for happiness? They cry for miseries. No. Ask someone who is crying because all his property has stolen. Ask him, is it the rule of America that if you lose something, then you have to cry? No, this is not the rule. Then why? You have already one pain, one misery that you lost from your property, and then you are crying. Why? Why are you crying now? Why are you taking another pain on your head? He said, no, I am not having the pain. Then, actually, I am trying to reduce my pain. That's why I am crying. It means I am crying also only for the happiness. So, attainment of happiness is the ultimate goal of a life. And what is that happiness? Happiness means God, or God means happiness. Like you see there is unlimited water in the ocean. No, this sentence is wrong. What? Either you say unlimited water or you say ocean, same thing. Because where there is unlimited water is ocean. Where there is ocean is unlimited water. In the same way, ānanda vādhastāt ānanda upanishtāt ānanda purastāt ānanda paschāt ānanda uttartā ānanda udakshirtā ānanda vedakvam sarvam. जिसके आगे पीछे ऊपर नीचे पूरा पश्चिम उत्तर दक्षिण सर्वत्र आनंद ही आनंद लबालब भरा है, उसी आनंद सिंधु का नाम भगवान है. और हम जा रहे हैं संसार की ओर. वी वांट हैप्पीनेस बट वी आर गोइंग टुवर्ड्स द वर्ल्ड इन सर्च ऑफ हैप्पीनेस. हाउ कैन वी अटेन हैप्पीनेस? सो वी हैव टू नो द पर्पस ऑफ अवर लाइफ. वी हैव टू फोकस बिकॉज वी आर द रैशनल बीइंग्स. We have the power of discrimination. We can think and we can decide what is the ultimate goal for life. So, you can say that, yes, I worship God for 10 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, once in a week, then we go to the temple. What do you do the rest of the time? I get involved. I'm always engaged in the material world. So, you are engaged in the world 99.9% and you are loving God 0.1% and you are expecting happiness 100%. You are going opposite direction of happiness and expecting 100% happiness. This is our ignorance. This is our foolishness. We have to focus, and we cannot do for 1 hour or two. Then Arjuna asked Lord Krishna that you say that Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmar yudhicha. You are saying you have to remember me all the time. But what about my relatives and friends? What about the kidhakin? We have to take care of our children, our wife, our husband, our home, etc. too. What should I do that? Yes, of course this is your duty to look after them. And you are supposed to do your duty. But the problem is that you say that you are doing duty with your family members or the friends, etc. But you are getting attached to them. You forgot about your duty and you are getting attacked. Doing duty means work without attachment. You may say, oh, it is impossible. How can we do work perfectly without attachment? You do. Most of the time, everybody is doing the same. You go to your work and most of the time you are remaining with your colleagues. You talk to them, but you are not attached to any one of them. You are attached to your family only. You live with them for a very little time. You spend your time with the children, really, but you are attached to them. So attachment is not duty. And when you are attached, then you cannot do your duty perfectly as well. You are teaching your son. And son says, oh, I don't want to do any study today. No, I want to play. I want to watch TV. Oh, okay, let him go. He doesn't want to. But the teacher, if he will come because he is doing his duty, he will not excuse him. This is your study time. You have to study with me. You have to learn. You cannot go for play this time. He will do his duty perfectly. A nurse is looking after the child all the time, but she is not at least attached to the child. If the child, by the way, dies, then she is not crying. The mother who never took in her lap so far the child, she is crying because she is attached to the child. So we have to do karate karma karahu vidhi nana man rakhau jaha kripa nidhana. We have to keep our mind attached to God. This is the message we are getting from this incident. I'm very proud of her wife, and she was so good, so virtuous, her nature was so good, everything was good. But when I talked to him, right after 1 hour or two, his voice was very normal. And he accomplished everything very normally. Yesterday evening, I came from Toronto and I saw his smiling face. This is the indication that he has got the knowledge which is given by his master. We all know that we are the souls, we are not the body. And who wants happiness, your body or you? I want happiness. Then why are you lamenting for the body? You want your happiness, so do something to get your happiness. Not the happiness of this body. But all the time we are making efforts to give comfort to our body. But when you know that you are not the body, and when you know that your ultimate goal is to attain happiness, in other words, your ultimate goal is to reach God, then you don't have any kind of misery on these occasions as well. She was a very good devotee. She was very much dedicated to her spiritual master, who is our spiritual master as well, Jagat Guru Swami Shri Kripaluji Maharaj, and she was very much devoted to Sri Radha Krishna. All the time she was thinking how to do service, how to render my service to my Guru, how to do the service, how to do devotion, how to increase my devotion. She was thinking all the time, so what will happen? I can challenge that after her death, she cannot go anywhere else. She will go to her spiritual master only. So she must have taken birth in the womb of a devotee, a wealthy devotee. Why? She will take birth in the family of a devotee because she was a devotee. She was practicing devotion up to the end of her life. And she will take birth in a wealthy devotee's family because whatever money she had, she always used it for the best cause. She was donating for the best cause, for the charitable hospitals, etc. Made by Shri Maharaj-ji. All the time she was doing the spiritual services. That's why there is no doubt. Because she made the best use of her money, that's why she will get more money in her next life as well. Her human form is 100% sure. This is the philosophy. Always keep in your mind, if your mind is attached to God or a real spiritual master, up to the end of your life, you will definitely get human form. There is no doubt at all. You will get human life. Otherwise, according to our actions, we have to go somewhere else. That's why God says, Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Ma Manusma Yudhacha. All the time you have to remember God. If you are remembering me more, I am veritable bliss, then you will naturally attain bliss. If you are going towards other side, then you will get the result of other side. If you are shivering because of the winter, then if you are going towards the fire, you will definitely get heat. But if you are going towards the ice, you are going towards the Himalayas, you cannot get heat. In the same way, when God Himself is the ocean of bliss, He Himself is happiness. The Vedas say, Anando Brahmeti Vidana. Ananda means Brahma. The Vedas do not say, Brahmani Ananda. There is Ananda in Brahma. Bhagavan me Ananda hai. Aisa nahi. Galat hai kehna. Sahi kya hai? Bhagavan hi Ananda hai. Hame Ananda ko paane ke liye kahin jana hi nahi. Jane ka koi fayda hi nahi hai. जब कहीं है ही नहीं आनंद तो हम ढूंढते रहे कहीं भी आनंद हमें मिलेगा कैसे. तो ये बात जिसने भी समझ ली और जिसने उस रास्ते को अपना लिया जो भगवान की ओर चल पड़ा, उसे मृत्यु के समय में भी न कोई भय होता है और न कष्ट होता है. और आप प्रत्यक्ष पाल देख रहे हैं कि जिस तरह से संसार से गई, ना उन्होंने किसी को कष्ट दिया एक मिनट का भी और ना उन्होंने कुछ कष्ट लिया. वो चुपचाप क्वाइटली शी लेफ्ट दिस मॉर्टल बॉडी विदाउट बॉर्निंग एनीवन एट ऑल. यही अंत हम सुख पूर्वक जिए, सुख पूर्वक दूसरे को जीने दें और हम जाते समय भी किसी को भी दुख ना दें. ये सब अकम्प्लिशमेंट जो है वो भगवान की भक्ति से ही होता है, क्योंकि जितनी भक्ति हम भगवान की करते हैं, हम उस शरीर से उतना ही डिटैच होते जाते हैं. तो शरीर के सुख दुख हमें व्याप्त नहीं होते. मैं अभी सजेस्ट द फैमिली एज़ वेल, बिकॉज़ शी वाज अ वेरी गुड डिवोटी एंड शी वाज कंप्लीटली डेडिकेटेड टू गुरु एंड गॉड. दैट्स व्हाई दे शुड आल्सो इंक्रीज, दे शुड बी मोर सीरियस अबाउट देयर डिवोशन एंड दे शुड आल्सो लर्न समथिंग from her too. And this is the best way to make her happy, and this is the best way to make yourself happy, in both ways. Because everybody do something after the death for the peace of that soul which has gone. We know it very well. We are not the body, we are the soul. And everybody knows it, and everybody realizes only one day when somebody dies. Suppose somebody is going somewhere. Where are you going? Oh, I am going to Ramesh's house. Why? Oh, he has gone. Where is he gone? I don't know. He has gone forever. So where are you going? I want to see him. You said he has gone. So are you also going there where he has gone? Then no. I am going to see his body. Body? Yesterday when you saw that body, you said, Ramesh, come here. And now you are saying that he has gone and the body is lying over there. What does it mean? Yeah, I know that body and soul are the two different things. Now when the soul has gone, it means he has gone. Body is already dead. But because Atma is here, that's why it looks like conscience. And the Atma has gone, the body is dead. Now, so you know this, yeah. Then why were you not applying it in your life? Oh, because I'm ignorant. I didn't pay any attention to the words of the saints. I didn't pay attention to the words of our scriptures. We know, all of us know. Nothing is new for you. Whatever I am saying, whatever Panditji said, is well known to you. You know everything. You know the Gita's philosophy very well. The only lack, the shortcoming of ourselves, is we are not paying any attention. Like, it means either you don't know the philosophy, or you don't know the importance. You need money. And somebody is telling, go there. After 1 mile, you will find a big amount of money. And you are going very comfortably, okay, I will reach, you know. And the other person is going by car, running. The one who is going, it seems like he is reluctant. He doesn't want money. Or he does not understand what he is going to get. When we pronounce the names of God, when we go to the temple to worship, we go in worship, just imitating others, but we don't know the importance official. The importance is to make yourself happy. We don't go to worship, we don't go to the temple to please God, rather we go to make ourselves happy. So this is the message which she has given to us. She was dedicated all the time. Even when the little children were coming for babysitting, she was trying them also to mold towards God. She was going in parties, she was inviting people for parties with one aim only, that somehow I should mold them towards God. It was her earnest desire that they should also follow the right path of devotion. That's why she was working all the time. And this is also indication of her Guru Bhakti, that she went from this world on Thursday morning, right? Yes. And that Thursday morning is Guru Var, the day of Guru. And the morning time, it is the best time. That's why she went over there. So we should remember good qualities of the person and follow the qualities. Instead of lamenting for the body, body is like the change of clothes. Vasansi jirnani yatha vihaye navani grihnati naroparani. The Gita is saying, in the same way, on the second chapter you can read everything, second chapter, 12th shloka. So we should not, gatasuna gatasusha nanu shochanti panditaha. If you are clever, if you are wise, then we should not cry for the body. Rather, we should be alert and we should think seriously that one day the same thing is going to happen to me. So we should make some preparation. At least we should make that much preparation that we will get the next life of a human being, and we can also practice devotion so that we can also attain the unlimited divine happiness. Otherwise, we are running for the words, there is happiness too, but that happiness is material, that's why it is very temporary, and because it is temporary, that's why eventually it gives us more and more pain. We become more miserable after accumulating the material properties.